Good morning. We're continuing Chayyodim Klal Samach Dalad, and we're learning Sim and Gimel. So Chayyodim says, "If you had derech mokum mesukin b'yoyser, apa pishu pachas meparasa mevarech." So the Gemara says that the reason why Chazal instituted tefillas haderech is because kol adrachim becheskes mesukanim. That once you're out on the high road, you're away from the cities, there's danger. There, you see, the language of the tefillas haderech, they're worried about listim, they're worried about wild animals. This is the reality that they had. So they put this brachin, this tefillah, in place for that purpose. Do you know that there are listim and there are chayus rose? So more says, called brachin becheskes mesukanim. The assumption is that that's the reality out there. But within a parsa of the city, which is closer to the issue, in general, the listim, the highwaymen are not there. They don't get caught. They're near a city. The animals tend to keep away a little bit as well. So therefore, Chazal did not put the chiyuv to say tefillas haderech in place in such an area. However, if we know that this area is an area which is infested with dangerous wild animals or with bandits, even though it's within a parsa of the city, a person has to travel through that area, a person should say tefillas haderech. The person we grapple with nowadays, we're not grappling so much with tefillas haderech due to listim and chayos rose, but we are grappling with the concern of accidents, and that's quite a danger. So maybe we should say tefillas haderech because of the concern of accidents. And if that's true, to where can we apply it? So we can apply it to near the cities, and maybe there should be no halach of parsa. And we could apply it in the city itself, maybe within the city itself. There's a lot of accidents. We should say tefillas haderech every time you get in the car. Or we should keep the rules as is. So the poskim assume that we keep the rules as is, and we have to be traveling to be able to say tefillas haderech. So we don't say tefillas haderech within the city itself. That's not a valid argument. Within a parsa of the city as well, even if there is an accident, because there are access to people to help and take the person for help, medical help, etc., it's less of a sakana. But that being said, if the person believes that this is an area which is tends to be a dangerous type of driving, something of that sort, so we can apply the concept of the chayotim, that the requirement of a parsa is not necessary, because it's a place which is known to be mesukun. Second argument with this applies to the concern nowadays that maybe you're within, you're never really away from cities as you're traveling. So the Be'er Lacha raises a question based on this thought process that the danger only applies if you are. Only applies if you are past a parsa beyond the city. So what about if I leave my city and I'm past the parsa beyond my city, but there are other cities near the route that I'm taking within a parsa? So since there are other cities near the route that I'm taking within a parsa, arguably we should have that same type of protection. So the Be'er Lacha comes out of that situation. That person should say tefillas haderech, but he should say it maybe without a chasima, because of this suffix. But the since we add now in our situation, that's a very common issue, that wherever I'm traveling, or many times when I'm traveling, there might be cities within a parsa, 3 miles away from the road. I'm traveling one of the main highways on the eastern coast. And there's probably some type of a yishu within 3 miles off of this route. But on the other hand, there is this concern, the danger of traffic, accidents, etc. So that will allow me to be able to say tefillas haderech. The Chayyadim now addresses how often does one say tefillas haderech. Person drives, he stops all day, and then he continues driving. Does he say tefillas haderech each time? A person is taking a long trip over multiple days. Does he say tefillas haderech each day? Basically, we'll talk about that in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.